Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
All right, folks, welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live, the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay, my co-host Jeff Coles in Mount Vernon, Ohio, and we also have our third wheel, I guess, Philly Jeff Dyer, who has not joined us yet, but he will today, I'm sure. And Jeff Coles, how's it going out there in Mount Vernon?
Absolutely gorgeous weather. We just got through a week of the Knox County Fair, and of course, I got to cover the figure eight bus racing and the demolition derby. Yeah.
Wow. Figure eight bus racing. That's rather delicate. Buses doing figure eight. It's much like ballet, eh?
So, I suppose. There's nothing delicate about this.
I can imagine. That's figure eights and buses don't seem to go together very well, I don't think.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. So it's a good Monday. In terms of sports, in terms of baseball, particularly here in Baltimore, because even though the Orioles lose 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays, they come home remaining in first place in the American League East, albeit just a half game up. But they're still right there. Let's see how long it'll last.
And it's August.
That's right. August.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about woohoo. This is where typically they have swooned in past years when we've been excited. Although not so much over the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years. They've been solid since probably 2012.
Yeah.
Last year was a little bit of a down year.
I'm allowing myself a woohoo here because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So.
Right. Sure. All right. Let's bring Philly Jeff in. How are things in Bel Air, Philly Jeff?
Well, we have a distinct lack of figure eight buses.
Yes. Well, we actually stole some of your buses and used them in the race.
I somehow missed the farm fair again this year, where they have, you know, the pig races and the tractor pulls and all that stuff, and they make absolutely sure each year that the weather is absolutely abominable, you know, 95 and humid and all that stuff. So, you know, I skipped the major attraction in Bel Air again this summer, so.
Yes.
Oh, my. All right. Well,
and no pickleball.
No pickleball.
All right. And no Pokemon. No Pokemon.
Oh, my goodness.
No Pokemon. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised
not
we haven't
a recognized
seen,
sport.
I'm surprised we haven't seen, you know, fans wandering onto a baseball field trying to catch a Pokemon at this point.
Well, they're doing that in Chicago. The Chicago White Sox that's one of the ideas they got there, is to try to get more fans in by setting up for Pokemon.
But not on the field.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
that
one
might happen.
Maybe that's why they're maybe that's why they're bad.
Show records out there.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well,
players
got
the Pokemon in their gloves.
All right, guys. Well, we got plenty to talk about. There's certainly baseball. There are a bunch of trades. I want to talk about that a little bit. And in a few minutes, in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Lenny Dykstra, former Major League Baseball All-Star, World Champion, Silver Slugger, and drug user, steroid user, J jailbird. Lenny's done everything in his life so far, it seems.
Yes.
But he has a book out now, House of Nails, a memoir of life on the edge. It's a top 10 bestseller on the New York Times list. And so we're going to have him on about 11:15 today, and we'll fire all kinds of good questions at him and get the inside story. So something to look forward to, and anyone listening out there, please give us a call to talk to Lenny Dykstra in about 10 minutes. What do you think about that, Philly Jeff?
Well, I'm gonna draw a line, and I'm only going to deal with the pre side, the joyful, that team side.
Well,
that was a great
team,
that 93 Phillies team.
But Lenny likes to talk about all of the other stuff, so but we'll see.
No, we know, guys, we've had the Barry Bonds's, the Ty Cobbs, you know, the all that stuff. Ah, I don't want to go there anymore. You know, let's go back to Pete Rose.
You go back to Ty Cobbs.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Pete Rose, you know, pick your poison, Sammy Sosa. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we have the entire steroid era. You know, we can continue to do that, or we can embrace what's important, you know, baseball.
Yeah.
Well,
but that was a wonderful team in 93 with the Phillies, and they had a lot of wonderful characters on that team. It really is one of my favorite teams. I mean, of course, you remember Kruk and all those guys. And
Dutch Dalton. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. So it'll be good to look forward to talking to Lenny and talking about baseball in the 90s. And, you know, he's, let's see, Jeff Coles, you're.
Oh.
Jeff?
Yes, hello, Rob.
What have I done? What's happened?
Okay.
Hold on, gentlemen.
Put the green cord in the green slot.
His voice dropped a couple of octaves.
There we go. Okay,
this is
one of those problems. I mentioned to Jeff Coles off the air, but I have an issue here with my Skype account, and I'm having to do this with my phone. And of course, now my Bluetooth is going to try to keep connecting, so I'm going to have to go in and disconnect the stinking Bluetooth. Anyway,
we need to get a GoFundMe going with Rob and some new equipment here.
No, it's not the equipment. It's not the equipment. So I think somebody has hacked my Skype account, and so now my account is being blocked, and I can't make phone calls, and I'm trying to figure out why. But meanwhile, the stupid Bluetooth headset wants to keep connecting, so it's off now. Let's hope it stays off. All right, anyway. Enough of that. Trades. Of course, the
Andrew Miller
trades,
goes to Cleveland.
Yep, Andrew Miller to Cleveland.
So we got a fire sale possibly coming up in New York.
Well, I want to address another trade that actually didn't happen, and that is it was reported that the Brewers catcher Jonathan Lucroy was also traded to the Indians. But Lucroy exercised his no-trade clause and said, "Nope, I'm not going to go there." Which just proves that nobody wants to go to Cleveland. Jeff Coles.
Well, I think what happened was he thought they said the Browns.
Oh God.
And that's it. You know, the Cleveland Browns is definitely a place where, quarterbacks in particular go to die. But there's reasons that he implemented the no trade clause. But it does on the surface it makes you laugh because Cleveland has had so many problems with the Browns and the Indians even. You know, the Indians were a great team at one time, and then terrible, and then they had that run in the 90s, and then they got terrible again, and now they're good again. So, yeah, people don't want to go to Cleveland. So, yeah. Anyway, Wade Miley from the Seattle Mariners to the Baltimore Orioles. And look, he's not an ace. He's not like one of those, you know, big frontline guys. But what he does do for the Orioles is give them a pitcher, a starting pitcher, who is proven in the major leagues, and will give you innings and hopefully keep the runs down and keep you in games so that the team has a chance to win. So I guess it's a good trade. They gave up a minor league pitcher, and I'm not sure, you know, whether that will come back to bite the Orioles or not. But on the surface, it looks pretty good. Jeff Coles, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I guess we got to do something while Gausman and Gallardo are trying to figure it out. And,
yeah.
You know, we've got, you know, we've got Dylan Bundy, who's beginning to grow into the role, and you know, we need something now, something for the next couple of months at least.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. We will see. He will obviously go into that fifth spot, I guess, in the rotation. You've got Tillman, Bundy, Gausman, Gallardo, and Miley, not to be confused with Cirrus. Thank you, Jeff Dyer.
Torque me, baby.
Yeah, that was very funny, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I have to admit. all right, now have the Phillies
so
made
then
any
what
kind
does
of
that do with Ubaldo? Was Ubaldo, are they going to actually send him to the bullpen for real instead of just for one start?
Who knows? And I'm not sure that anybody knows the answer to that. To tell you the truth, I've been looking on the Orioles site to see if there's anything about that. But I wouldn't be surprised if you know, if he doesn't just get doesn't get cut at some point. So I don't know. We'll have to see. We will have to see. I'm not seeing anything here on the Orioles site about Ubaldo. Let me go look at this. I was acquiring Miley. Ubaldo, Tyler Wilson, Yvonne Gar. No, 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 Kevin. Okay. No, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do about that, Jeff. We'll see. Other thoughts on that starting rotation?
Yeah, it's yep. Right now it's three guys and a to be announced.
I guess. Well, Dylan Bundy goes tonight against uh-huh. – or not tonight. Sorry, they have an off night tonight, which is good because they really do need the off night. They, if you remember, they should have had one last week, but they had to play that game against the Twins, which was a makeup. So they finally get a day off today, and then Bundy will pitch tomorrow. And because of that day off, it's entirely possible that they could throw Tillman again on Friday because that would be the fifth day. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It should be interesting, but, you know, Wade Miley, I guess, goes right into that rotation. And we'll see what happens. All right, Phillies. What's happening with the Phillies? Anything? Are the Phillies making any moves, any trades, or anything like that?
Well, let's see. They've mentioned Helixson. Who else?
I thought the Orioles
Gomez
were him.
Well, you know, it's not over yet, is it? But, you know, Genmar Gomez, our closer, has been mentioned. Carlos Ruiz. Guys, I'll have to call you back.
All right, very good. All right, and as Philly Jeff jumps off, we're going to bring in our special guest. So we welcome to the show a three-time All-Star World Champion, Silver Slugger, I think of 1993, I think it was, and now an author, former Major League Baseball great Lenny Dykstra. Lenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Silver Slugger is the hardest one of all.
Hi, Len. I guess so.
Yeah, it is, you know, because there's only one guy from both leagues, you know. So, sorry about last week, man. I'm glad to be on. How you guys doing?
That's great, okay, man. Lenny. No problem. And, you know, I'm going to blame it all on Jeff Coles here for falling asleep at the switch. But you had a good excuse, Jeff. You had a good excuse. Carmel was going in for some surgery the next day,
right,
and so that's good enough reason for me. So there we go.
Fine. That's right. And plus, I'm going to be on every week, you know, for the next year, I think. Didn't we sign a contract yet? Like, I mean, what, like, no. So talk to me, man. What's going on? Tell me.
Yeah.
You guys are in first place over there, huh?
Absolutely. We are. The Orioles. Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to see. It's just the beginning of August, gentlemen. So, you know, the Orioles, as they've been poor over, you know, the 13, 14 years prior to the last several, August was that death knell. Once they hit August, they would just slide and never be able to recover.
It really determines, you're right. It really determines.
Hey, Lenny,
Lenny,
have you ever seen a team in first place this late in the season with starting pitching that was this terrible?
No, and it goes against every rule that baseball is about. But you know what?
Right.
I actually realized, and you know, I realized Buck Showalter is really a good manager, man. I mean, he's earned my respect, you know.
They were just saying last night with the win against the Blue Jays that I believe I have this right, but Buck has tied for second place, and I can't remember the other manager in Orioles history with the most wins. Now I haven't researched this. I'm going to assume
Weaver
has the most
wins,
but I can't remember who the other manager was that he tied for second place.
Paul Richards.
Hey, no drugs. You know that?
It's been 4 or 5 years, hasn't it?
Hey, but you know, see, August is different now because see, drugs are completely out of the game now. So it's going to be the teams that play the best baseball, you know, that win it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you got a guy like Showalter. I mean, he's got a heck of a bullpen. You know, he's going to probably
pick up
another starter or two before the end of the season.
But you know what I'm saying, right? Like, it's fundamental baseball now, and teams that execute are going to be in the big dance, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And the Kansas City Royals a couple of years ago were a prime example of that.
And what has happened
to
them, by
really
the way,
were,
guys?
Right.
They've really plummeted this year. It's the worst. I forget what the actual
first
stat was.
First,
yeah.
You know what? It was weird how they won it all last year. It was actually kind of a boring, bad World Series. You know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Speaking of the World Series, I want to talk about that 93 team you were on in Philly, because that was one of my favorite teams with all the best personalities, you know, your Crux and, you know, guys like that. Tell me, when you talk about your memories of that time, talk a little bit about that 93 team.
Well, I mean, you know, you got Fregosi leading, and Fregosi, he was a gamer like us, you know, and so that was just a year we were just on a mission, you know, and like, you know, we just did what we had to do, and it all came together. And, you know, the thing that was funny about that team was four players with almost 100 walks, you know, which was one of the first things that ever happened. The only, you know, Holland's almost had 100, and that would have been four. And I remember Billy Beane, who was at the World Series, just becoming the general manager of Oakland. And he said, he had pulled me over and he said, "You gave me the recipe." And I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, you set the tone for having them four guys almost walk 100 times. And there you have it."
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Let's let Philly Jeff is on the line. I'm sure Philly Jeff has got some questions or thoughts for Lenny. Jeff, go ahead, man.
Philly Jeff,
well,
yeah,
first
bring
of all,
it on.
It's my personal pleasure to speak briefly with you because, you know, I mean, the Phillies in my lifetime have been at, they've won two World Series. They've come very close in others, but, you know, there's also a big difference in, you know, the fact that the absolute flat out most enjoyable ever was you guys. It was fun to watch. You guys were always out there playing your hearts out. And, you know, there's a lot of guys now, they're paying for playing for a paycheck, and I'm sure, you know, I know you guys got paid and all, but, you know, just it was an absolute joy to be a Phillies fan in that period of time, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Thanks, yeah. I mean, you know, the fans there, Baltimore, they're a little more mellow, but, you know, the Philly ones, they know how it works. Like, nobody out, and a guy in second hit a ground ball to the right side, they cheer because
they
know how the game works.
Yeah, right.
They also throw batteries at you, too, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing like Philly fans, that's for sure.
Yeah,
no,
man. We're up
I'm
and
down.
We'll love your
heart.
Well,
you know. Hey, Philly Jeff, you don't sound like you're from Philly, bro.
Well, adopted, not original.
Yeah, I hear a little southern there.
You were a Connecticut boy, weren't you?
Well, again, that's what I'm saying. I moved around a little bit, but my heart was always there. But then again, Mr. Dykstra, it sounds to me like there's a little bit more New York in that accent of yours.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man, I believe that. Hey, I mean, I'm telling you, man,
you
these
can
people
take
in L.A.,
the boy
I'm out here in La-La Land.
You can't
land,
take
you know,
Brooklyn out of the boy.
Yeah, but I'm out here in La-La Land, you know. This is like the land of the great pretenders out here in L.A., you know. I mean, this is like Hollywood out here.
Lenny, let's talk a little bit about your book because that's part of why you want to, you know, get out and get some stuff. Although it's a top 10 seller on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
Right? And it's House of Nails, A Memoir of Life on the Edge. It's the kind of the candid, unvarnished autobiography. And you've got everything in there from the good to the bad.
And the ugly.
And the hustle.
You know, we got to go all or nothing, man. Seriously, like, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. And, you know, you got to bring it all. And that's what I think people are embracing.
Right.
Do you ever look at that stuff? You ever look at that stuff you wrote and said, "Oh, my God, why did I write that?"
No, not at all. It's all the truth, man.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
that's
the bottom line.
When it's the truth, you know, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you've talked about, particularly in your time period, and Lenny, we're all right around the same age. I'm about 6 months older than you are. Jeff's a year older than I am. And Philly Jeff.
Not near as much mileage. A
couple more years.
Not near as much mileage. I got the mileage. I got more mileage than all three of you combined.
Well, that may be true. That I think that probably is true.
yeah.
But, you know, you've talked about, and particularly in your time in the 90s, the steroids and the drug use and all that stuff, and it's been, I guess, documented and all of that. Here's a question that I have. Why not just, now I know this will stir some people up, but why not just let these things be available to the ball players? And I know there's arguments on both sides of it, but...
you know what
it
is?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what it is on your point? What it is records start being shattered, like when bonds shattered, and then that's when all the, you know, all the patrol started because, you know, and those are, you know, I mean, that's, if you think about it, when all them people, you know, it was exciting for the fans, obviously, but think about how, you know, the people, I mean, you're talking about tradition here, and I think that's when it all changed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Brady Anderson hit 50 home runs. Yeah,
we remember. We remember.
I mean, 50 home runs, man. I mean, he not 50.
Yeah,
and he grew several sizes too.
But they're out now, did. Though. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, it's all fundamental now. It's the best playing, the team that plays the best and executes is going to win it.
Yeah, fair enough. And I'm all for that. I guess, you know, when you look at the old time stuff, guys were doing whatever they did. It's always been about trying to create a level playing field so that everyone is playing with the same advantage or disadvantage, if you will. And your point, I think, in the book was, if you're sitting on the bench and the guy next to you is doing the steroids and you're not, you're not going to be able to compete with those guys, and so the playing field is not level, and that's why guys were doing it. And so, you know, my thought on that is, well, hell, why not just make the playing field level and allow that stuff?
You know, it went the opposite way, and it's better. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, you can't, for kids, you can't have drugs in a game. I mean, but when they let them go, all the people had to do them exactly right.
Agreed. I guess the problem is that as long as they're out there, somebody's going to use them.
Well, on fringe players, you'll see using them now, maybe fringe players. But no stars are, no players, because there's consequences now, you know?
So you know that steroids are not being used now?
Yeah, a guy on the fringe that's on the lose, you know what I mean? He got to lose, you know, he's out. So, but for the most part, 99% of the players aren't using.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that.
And that's factual. I know that.
That is a good thing.
It's too much. The consequences now. And by the way, you know, they increase the testing every year. And I mean, you know, you'll see a guy get away with here and there, but the most part, it is a level playing field. And it's the right thing to do. I mean, they had to do it. I mean, you know what I mean?
Sure. You know, you mentioned that. I'm going to switch sports for just a second, but what do you make of these guys that I guess are just not smart enough to think about that? Like, now I've lost his name. The running back for Pittsburgh that's just been suspended again.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Yeah.
It's just what happens is, you know, some people think they can get away with it. And so, remember, when I played, there was no consequences. So when there's consequences, I mean, you know, they take your money out of your pocket. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well,
that's a good point. Teams will just release you, too. They'll just release you. They don't want that black mark.
Right. Excellent point. Okay, the book is House of Nails, A Memoir of Life on the Edge by Lenny Dykstra. Lenny, I assume you can get it anywhere. Probably get it on Amazon or any bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
It must be all over the place.
Get ready for a wild ride, man.
How can I get an autographed copy?
You're going to like it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm serious. It's good. I mean, I'm not just saying it. I'm telling you it's entertaining. It's sad. It'll make you cry, laugh. It's everything.
Well, and you know, Stephen King has written, I'll quote him here, tough, straight, upsetting, and strangely beautiful, one of the best sports autobiographies I've ever read. It comes from the heart. And then
I like the strangely beautiful part.
Yeah. Kind of like the picture on the cover there, Lenny. Strangely beautiful there.
Thank you. It's car washing.
I got muscles in my face. I got more muscles in my face than my whole body. Well, listen, hey, it was great rapping with you guys. And, you know, whenever you want to call, you just call me. I'm here. Best time to reach me is 24/7. You know that.
Okay.
Oh, 3 a.m.
All right. Yeah. Well, for Lenny, if it's 3 a.m. here, it'll be prime time for him because it'll be midnight. So that'll be good.
Yeah. That's where the stretch. We're just BP time, man.
All right, Lenny Dykstra.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lenny.
Thank you, Lenny.
Thanks
really so much
appreciate
for being with us. We'll talk to you again. Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right, gentlemen, there he goes. That's the great Lenny Dykstra. And that was kind of fun.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. I got to get a copy of his book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I
make
yeah,
a great
I'm
birthday
it.
Gift.
let me see. Note to self. Philly Jeff's birthday present.
Yeah. That's right. That's September 3rd.
Yes.
Just around the corner.
That's right.
And by
away.
The way, guys, something to consider here.
And since
Mr.
you mentioned Ty Cobb, I won't say how old you are.
Wow. Oh, no, I wasn't alive. Well, maybe I was a little alive. But look at it this way. Laura Ingalls Wilder, remember way back in the days? Yeah. And the, she died in 1957. That
what?
Is weird.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
90 years old. But
wow.
I was going to say about this whole, you know, enhancement thing. Look at it this
yeah.
way. Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs on beer.
Yeah. But
yeah,
he cheated
so,
because
and,
he was seeing double. And every time he hit a home run, it counted twice.
Oh, so maybe he only hit half the home runs, 367 or 57.
That's right.
And they always won by two runs. And remember, Mike Schmidt told us, here's a Hall of Famer, 548 home runs. He admitted. He did, what do you call it, amphetamines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day before it was an issue.
Right, right.
Hey,
all right, guys.
You know, you want to spice the game?
All right, that's gonna wrap it up for us today. So enjoy the week and go Orioles and I guess Phillies, even though. And we begin to look now to we're gonna have to start turning our focus to some football as camps have started and getting underway this week and oh my god,
the Cleveland Browns
football.
Season is already over.
Oh, Cleveland Browns. And we'll see what happens
hey,
to the great RG3 out there. You know,
and watch
we'll
the trade wire, guys. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yep, that's right. And of course, it's the non waiver trade deadline, which means there can still be trades after today, but they have to pass through waivers and all that stuff. So, all right, guys, very good. Thanks for hanging with me today and talking with Lenny Dykstra, and we'll do it all again
right.
next week. You guys have a good one. That's it, folks. That's it for Baltimore Sports Talk. I'm Rob McQuay for Jeff Coles, Philly Jeff Dyer, and the great Lenny Dykstra. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.